Welcome to Planner Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica McWilliams. Behind every planner is a person, and behind every person is a story. In today's episode, I bring to you Kate Wilkerson. You can find her on Instagram and YouTube as Planner Nerd Plans, and she also has her own small business with planner inserts at Douglas Fir Planner Co. Ever wonder how to master your master list? Kate shares how to get your top three in tip-top shape with the Heart-Breathing Methods by Sarah Cannon. While Kate shares her story today, you'll also hear how to grow your content creator niche by asking yourself some soul-searching questions that prevent you from getting burnt out on a profession you don't love or a hobby that's not beneficial for you. Okay, let's meet Kate. Welcome to Planner Lifestyle Podcast, Kate. It's a pleasure to have you here. I'm so excited to collab with you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes. So we met each other actually in real life over a year ago at the Planning a Better Me retreat. And I'll actually have to repost our picture. We have a picture together from the retreat. You were actually the winner of the microphone I gave away at that retreat conference. And how funny that then we would end up here together collabing on this podcast. So it's finally about time, right? A year later. Time just flies by.
Yes, it does. It has.
Kate, will you please tell me a little bit about yourself and where the audience can find you?
Well, of course, I'm Kate, also known on Instagram and YouTube as Planner Nerd Plans. I'm a mom of three boys, 11, 7, and 3. I'm mostly a stay-at-home mom, but also I have a business, which is Douglas Fir Planner Co., which is on Instagram, Facebook, and also douglasfirplannerco.com. I'm basically just a multi-passionate entrepreneur in the sense of that word, but also I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I'm doing multitasking all the time.
Well, let's jump in. Like, what made you start producing content for the planner community? Tell your story about that.
Okay. So my story starts about right after Mr. Robert was born, so almost 3 years ago. I had this passion planner, and I really wanted to use it. At the time, I was a realtor, and I really, really wanted to use it. Well, it didn't happen at the end of 2017. I got one for the 2017 year. And I was really frustrated that I've been buying these planners and not using them. But then I started getting introduced that spring to Happy Planner and all the other ones. And so I picked up a Happy Planner that spring. And basically, like I said, my goal was to complete and write in my planner and to keep track of things. I did it, and it was wonderful. I did have a other YouTube channel, which I have just deleted and moved on from. It was my learning. It was my mistake, and I learned from it. And so this is why I created this channel this year. I kind of figured out my groove, and now I'm trying to focus on other things about YouTube. Like, besides growing that YouTube community and the Instagram community, I'm trying to understand how to engage my subscribers more and everything like that. So it's kind of interesting how I finally figured out what content I like to produce and create.
Like, how has your content changed? Because I don't think you're alone. I think especially if someone's listening and they are in a YouTube formation stage and they feel like maybe they're not quite going in the right direction or haven't really found their voice or footing, they might be asking themselves the same questions. So what questions did you ask yourself to see, you know, should I move on? What did it take for you to say, I need to pause, reinvent the wheel, or take what I've learned and just pivot, or like however you want to describe that? Will you share that? Because I think that would be really helpful for some folks.
Yeah. It took a lot of soul searching, basically, as in a sense of it's like, this is not a business. The YouTube channel is not a business for me. It's just a way for me to share my passion about planners, but also my share my passion about teaching others. And because I like to absorb a lot of information, but also take that information and reteach it. But also, I believe in a sense that information should be free. I did a lot of plan with me's. That's all I did. Plan with me's. Also, I was trying to squeeze in, okay, teaching things like, hey, this is how I do this or how I make this or, you know, in my planning. But also during this time, I watched a lot of planner babes on YouTube. There's hundreds of us, made friends with them even, even through Planning a Better Me, but also online itself when we met up at Planning a Better Me. Mm-hmm. But it was more of like, okay, I realized in myself, some of us will get burnt out, especially doing the plan with me, is because we feel like we're doing the same mundane thing. It's just one of those things that when I do something, I have to reevaluate. I sit down with, okay, I'm getting this weird feeling. Why am I getting this weird feeling? Okay, I'm getting it because of XYZ. Okay, do I need to change it? Do I need to twist it up? You know, do you need to pivot? And that's what a lot about the content is your use yourself to discover what content you like to produce, but also that people like to watch. So a lot of times I do, especially now that I'm doing a lot of what I call evergreen content, which means like the one I released this morning is something that people can pick up anytime to use for this year or next year. Even though I said 2021 on it, it's still something that can be picked up for a year after year, because I'm talking about how do you choose your planner? How do you determine your style? And every season of your life, it could be a different planner. And that's what it's just one of those things that a lot of things in life is not just set in stone. It's a lot of taking a few steps and seeing if you have to pivot, taking a few more steps and seeing if you have to pivot. It's not this big leap into things. It's not set in stone. And I know some people enjoy that, but at the same time, as part of being human is to grow and take those baby steps and pivot to where you make your mistakes, learn from them, and pivot to where you like. Mm-hmm. So all about content is basically discovering yourself at the same time, but also what your audience would like to see from you and being you.
Like yes. You said, you have to evaluate, is this a business? Is this a passion of mine? Is this a passion I want to turn into a business? I mean, you know, you kind of, like you mentioned, evaluate what your purpose is, because if you don't like making it, but it's your job, is there a way you can tweak it a little bit so you like it more? Or, hey, just kind of face up to the fact, like, a lot of people have bad days at their jobs that they don't really like. And they just push through. They don't just quit. You know what I mean? So
Yes. I've had days like that where I just turn on, I didn't prepare, I didn't do research, I didn't write out my outline, and I just go and blast. I've had videos like that. They're still up there. I'm not going to take them down. And sometimes those videos are my best views and sometimes they're not. It's just, I guess it depends on how you are. And for me, it's hit and miss. I've learned that writing out an outline, doing some keyword research before I do it, so I know it's worth to do the video, but also know what keywords are being searched more often than others. I use a tool called TubeBuddy, and that's helped me a whole lot. And I just buy this lowest subscription so I can get a few extra perks in it, but they also have a free version too. But also I follow other YouTube creator teachers, I guess you would call them, out there, that all they do is talk about YouTube and how to do great on YouTube. TubeBuddy also releases videos and have those kind of people talk. If you want to make it love for yourself, be authentic to yourself, because people prefer most of being authentic, being you. They like you. They want to know that you're human. You're not a robot that is so beautiful and perfect that you can't match up to them. For me, like I said, I made this into not a job. It's a passion thing. If I make money off of the ads, great. I'm doing it because I enjoy how I put my videos out and connecting with my planner friends.
And you provide value. I think that's a key in some of these things. Even if that value is entertainment value, there's something that people are able to get from you. And, you know, like you did a video recently all about different punches. I'm just not at that point of wanting to buy or affording all those punches. And I'm maybe going to buy one. And it's like, ooh, I get to see how that one works compared to that one. That's a value to me. So I can save my money or know what serves me best with my products that I have at home. That's maybe more of the technical aspect of the planner community, but it's a valid one nonetheless, right? Like, I love when people talk about some of those, I guess you could call them mundane or maybe just underlying issues, like paper size. Yeah. Like, that drives me crazy. I'm always like, okay, how long do I have to be here before I memorize what an A5 freaking is? Like, why is this escaping me? Like, holding numbers in my head is a difficult thing for me just in general. So I'm like, I totally need a chart. But, you know, some people just get down and they have it. They know it all by heart and they're passionate about it. And I could listen to anyone talk about something they're passionate about. You know, if they're respectful, if they're clear, if they're providing me a value, you could be talking about how to make a shampoo bar or how to, you know, I don't know, back a quilt, like things I'm not going to do, but that look pretty cool, you know, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I watched those videos as well, you know, like, oh, I'm curious about that. Okay. That's pretty cool. They're pretty. And then sometimes you just subscribe to those people because they're so passionate and authentic about themselves and their content and what they want to share. I'm not great with the English writing, speaking. You can tell even in my videos that I will do a lot of try to correct when I don't pronounce something right. And that's just something I've been born with. And I'm okay with that. But also, I would love to learn how to write. But every time, I'm not the great grammar or anything. So, but I know I'm a visual learner and I love doing visual things. And when I discovered how to set up my camera and do things visually to show you what I'm doing with my plans, it sparked something inside me because it's something like I'm teaching in front of a group and it's getting recorded and watched many times over. And I get to teach them, hey, you know, I did this and this is what I learned, especially in 2019, I bought all those Happy Planner. And now I'm like, so I had to, because they were 18 months, I had to use them through 2020. So I'm like, okay, this is what I'm trying to teach you is that you're spending tons of money, over hundreds of dollars on these planners. You got to keep it, you know, to what works for your system. Don't keep on buying into the, how do you say it?
Hype.
Oh my God. Yes. The hype. Thank you.
The hype, commercial pressure,
the trend,
or the keeping up.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I've been drawn away a lot lately from some of those planner babes who, when I see that they're promoting XYZ planner, I will sometimes watch them if I'm curious because I've never seen that planner or their style. And so it gives me ideas. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I just click out of them. But also if it's like all about, oh, check out my link or do all about this brand or this brand, I'm kind of like, I don't need an infomercial. So it's just one of those things that as a planner, I want to teach you that this is the raw deal here. This is what planning is all about. It's great that we have stickers. It's great that we have these beautiful spreads and everything. I totally get it because actually, creating the stickers and putting the washi down and having these cute little quotes all around made me want to see my planner more than it when it was just a plain. I started out with just pens, different colored pens and highlighters. And then when I discovered there's this washi and stickers, it kind of exploded for me that, no, I'm still a functional planner, but I like to decorate it because it's nice to decorate. It gets me creative. And I've realized I'm a very creative person. Even though numbers stick in my head, no problem. I can do math, no problem.
But you can memorize English, what an A5 is.
Yes,
see, I have. I'm a really good writer, like in my humble opinion. But like, I love to write. I'm over quarantine started a fiction novel. Like, I'm just it's probably going to get marked down in the terms of all the banana bread and sourdough starters we all did and all the Netflix we watched. Like, oh, yeah, remember when Mom tried to write a novel in 2020? Like, oh, my gosh, it's so typical and embarrassing. But the characters live on in my mind. I don't know. Yes. We'll see how that goes. But you know what I mean? Like, numbers are really strong in you. So it's it's amazing how we're all uniquely blessed in those ways, right?
Yeah. And we got to recognize, especially being a content creator or a business person, our strengths and weaknesses. I know one of my weaknesses is definitely marketing, or in a sense of what marketing is now is all about the social media. And I'm still trying to figure out, okay, what tools do I need or whatever to, especially posting on Instagram. I forget half the time because Instagram only lets you post on your phone, and I'm a computer person at heart.
Ooh, I have I have an app for you.
Oh.
Hootsuite. Have you heard of that?
I think
like
so.
The owl?
Yeah.
Hootsuite. They have a free version, and you can pull up your Instagram images. You can do your caption and schedule it.
Okay.
I'm with you, Kate, on the whole marketing thing. Like my, I'm like the little podcast that could. Like I just haven't put much in because it's like the growth is really driven by like Pinterest and this and that. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. And I keep putting it on the back of my mind to like do better. But anyways, I digress. But Hootsuite I like to use because not just to, like I said, do all those multiple posts and do a week, a month, a year at a time or whatever. It's because I can do it straight from my computer.
Yeah. That's good because that's where my I edit my videos is on a computer. I do my pictures and my thumbnail on a computer. I record on a computer. I just have webcams that are that plug in by USB, but has a long cord, so I could put it on the stand or something on the stand, and it just sits there. It's not above my computer, like as you know. I record and it record. I use just the usual Windows camera for video, and that's all I record with. And then luckily, because the webcam I got is really good Logitech one, it has a great mic on it. So it picks up my voice, even though it's not pointing at me, it's still good to pick up my voice when I'm talking under it. So it, and it's sensitive enough too that it does that. So it's like, you got to find the right equipment too as a YouTuber, because I know some people kind of, and I've done it to myself, that if it's not a little bit easy to understand or enjoyable to watch, you know, you got to keep that in mind too. And that's part of like learning videography is, you know, there is ways to do it from your phone. But also if you want to upgrade, there's other tools out there too. I know people go get those DSLR cameras. And those things are easily $1,000. I already have a really expensive camera here that I use for my real estate, and now I use to take pictures of my product. But also I try to keep myself like, okay, you got to work on some of your Douglas fir planner stuff today. You got to create something. You got to, because I have like literally I have a whole office to myself, and my husband's like kind of like, hey, you got a whole room to yourself. I'm like, because I have paper everywhere, I need space. I want to take over the garage so I have a bigger space to lay out the papers and cut them and have some of my equipment there that I keep on having to put on my desk and take it off, put it on my desk, take it off. So it's just, I have all this passion here and I see it and I'm a visual person. I'm like, oh, I gotta go do that. I gotta go do that. So, and also I have a squirrel brain. I think it's just natural as a creative. You have squirrel brain. You're like, ooh, I see that. And you're like, oh, I gotta get that done. Oh, there's this over here that needs to get done. So that's what's great about a planner. Is you write down,
you can see
every
it.
Morning or evening for the next day. Hey, just focus on these three things. If you get it done, great. That's why I have a master to-do list, so I can just brain it all down and then take two or three things every day from it and work on it. It's breaking it down to smaller, because sometimes you know how our brains just go a mile a minute and you're writing it all down and it's not, all of a sudden you see it's 50 things and they're like, okay, is this a project? Is this, you know, or if it is all these little things that take more than a few minutes. Okay, let's do a few each day. And it's amazing how much progress you get.
Okay, this sometimes it just hits you at the right time. Something you said just hit me at the right time after like five years in this community. The whole top three thing, I always was like, yes, I get that. Like eat the frog first in the morning. Ooh. The whole theory of like do the hard things, prioritize, like, okay. But I got like analysis paralysis and just like, what's going to go in those top three? And then I'm like mentally going through my entire list trying to pick. And I was just like, whatever. And just kind of pass on or not put those down. But here I am looking at this master list. I'm like, ooh, give me a brain dump. I'm like, yes, I just love, because I'm a free associator. I have like this stream of consciousness thinking. So I have an RSVP, but also that's next to find an old picture of my great uncle who just passed away. And then I have like, oh, I need to reorder a Ninjago blockhead that Amazon didn't ship. And then, I mean, there's no connection, but that's just my brain is just firing these things off. But then to take that, I've looked at a master list before as like, okay, now you can recategorize it. Like take all the things that are with your house and then make a house list, or take all the things, you know,
you can
to do with your computer and make a tech day. And you totally can. But I can use that same list and be like, what can I do today? Like I'm just going to take three things from here and move them over there. And I think I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like it's everyone's amazing. Like waiting for my light. They're waiting for this light bulb moment. Like, and like we've all known this the whole time. But have you ever heard someone say something? It just hits you at the right time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time. Every time I watch everybody's YouTube, my planner YouTube. And yes, YouTube is my favorite social platform because I can easily have it there, watch it, and I can work at the same time. Mm-hmm. I can create at the same time. I can plan at the same time. It's just something like hearing their voices. And also, I listen to a variety of people. Of course, some of them are planners and some of them are YouTube creators, so are marketing. And I've tried, you know, sometimes I've done that, but also I've noticed a lot of marketing is about companies trying to get you in the door to their company. I'm like, I don't want to spend more money on this.
Yeah. So, take a class, take my workshop, or what do they call them?
Exactly.
Their academy. I'm like, we are probably getting marketed to the exact same for these to be marketers. I'm like, oh my word, if I have another person tell me the top words to say in my Instagram stories to gain traction, I'm going to just blow up my phone.
And the funny thing is that, okay, so also sometimes they take it to the next notch as they announce they're doing a free webinar. And I tell you the truth, I do hop on those, but I don't buy. But they do expand their information there. And I take that and I get ahas even just from there. And I write it down or whatever. And I'm like, okay, so take advantage of those free things. But after seeing so many free webinars, I've kind of gotten aha on my marketing in this day and age. Because of technology, back in the day, you would send out like little postcards everywhere you could, but this day it's social media, but also you're fighting the social media itself. So you got to create your own email list. So then you can email your fans, say, in case, you know, Instagram and Facebook didn't let you know, I released a new video today. And I'm kind of like, now I'm thinking, okay, I need to start moving towards that way. Even though I have a small following, I got to think, okay, you also got to think as in a business or as a creator, how you're going to let people know that you got new stuff, even when Facebook and Instagram don't always show your stuff to your fans. So it's one of those marketing things that you got to play all sides just to make sure people know about your stuff.
Right. And don't you find that a little, I don't want to put words in your mouth. I'll speak for myself as kind of like a pseudo pro hobbyist. Do you know what I mean? Were you like, it's our passion. Yeah, we like doing this to help our community and to express ourselves creatively. But also, like, there's a little hustle there. There's a little seasoning of let's get this. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But because it isn't this full-blown necessarily entity that's just plowing through traction. We're not paying, you know, mortgages here or something. You know, at least I'm not. That's hard to... It's just a weird in-between. That's all I'm saying. It's like we almost need to do as much work as a full-blown entity, but just for a hobby. And then you're like, at what point am I putting other things in my life on the back burner for this? Like, are the rewards greater than, you know, it's a trade-off, right, for anything. Are the rewards greater than the alternative? So, I don't know. Have you ever kind of struggled with that or, like, worked through that or – is that something that just kind
So a little bit about more about me. So when I was a realtor, it was really hard for me to market. It was also a high anxiety for me, and I didn't realize it until after doing a few years. Sometimes I was just like so exhausted with all this contact of people, you know, leads and so forth. That realtor business was not satisfying my need to feeling purposeful. But when I dropped that at the end of 2018 and started focusing on being a planner created full time in 2019, starting to be more intentional into focusing on, okay, how do I grow my Douglas Fir company and how do I grow my YouTube? And I felt like I know myself more because I've done all this YouTube content and talking to friends and professional hobbies, I guess you'd called it. Those hobbies kind of help us feel more productive and that we're doing something. We're sharing something to people and we're taking care of our children on the side because they also need to know to understand that they need to have figure out what they love to do and passion and figure out things without their mom, but also gives us our sanity to do something, create and connect with people. But that's why it's kind of like that, like you said, a professional hobby. We do it not just because of the attraction, and we do it because we feel productive and we feel creative and we're fulfilling something that's inside of us to not feel like we're sitting around doing nothing all day, where I guess for me, when I felt like I, you know, sitting in front of the TV all day, I felt like I was doing nothing. When I'm actually on the computer or in my office here creating something, I feel more fulfilled in my life, even though I don't have to worry about money. Right. Even my husband, he invests in my business so that I can buy supplies and experiment and figure out what new products I want to do and everything like that. And he's been very supportive of that. And it's been very awesome. And that's the other thing I think is that for some of us professional hobbyists, we have a great support system that understands that we're very passionate about this and we want to share it. And so they understand that and they love us for that. And they're willing to take that 9-to-5 job to help pay for the bills. And I do, you know, we all do our part still in the end too. So we all have our jobs and multiple hats. So I think that's why we choose that professional hobbyist, is so it makes us feel a little bit more fulfilled and we're doing something to help the outside world. We're not just in our little cave watching TV or playing computer games or reading books. We are actually engaging with the world because we are social creatures, but we're stuck at home.
We're gaining skills. Like, you have invested a lot in what some would call continuing education credits. Mm-hmm. I mean, by the time you study marketing and you study videography, editing, thumbnails, I mean, those are all skills that you can take with you even if you leave the planner community.
Yes.
And if you, like, what did we say earlier? Shampoo bars and quilt backing. Like, whatever it is, you know, that's a skill that you, I mean, it's always evolving and you'd have to continue that, obviously, and, you know, put it into practice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a lifelong learner, and it sounds like you are too. And
It definitely became recently. Mm-hmm. Definitely became recently.
Okay. So it's never too late to reclaim your education or put on a new focus for your life and put yourself on a new path.
And it had certain stages where I was still trying to figure out what my passion was and what I wanted to do. At the end of years of my 9-to-5 job, my last 9-to-5 job, I was in college for a little over 2 years. I was going 3/4 time. And got done over 2.5 years. And I got my associates in business management because I knew I wanted to own a business. I knew I couldn't stay here at 9-to-5 because I never got my raises that I wanted. Mm-hmm. Every time I asked, we don't have the budget, but I see other people getting raises and I was getting really frustrated. So I said, okay, if you're not going to give me a raise, they were able to work with me schedule-wise to, hey, I couldn't only get this class in the morning. Can I work a little bit later or a half day on this day or that? And it worked out. But it was also my foot out of that door. I've like gone through for the last 2 years and I've learned that when I keep on learning, I'm more happy. But also I've learned if I've more like done with a subject, I need to move on to the next subject. So I did all those like habit planning type learning. And right now I'm transitioning into my what I call the marketing stage. Okay, I need to figure out this social media and marketing to where it's not overwhelming me, not draining me. I don't know why it's for me, but every time I have like a creative, I call it my creative boost, I have like 3 ideas to post on Instagram, but you can't bam, 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 post it at once and then be dead for a week because that's how my brain works.
That's my life. That's my life. Bam, bam, bam for a year. And then like, what happened to her? A month and a half later, I'm like, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Like, oh my word.
No, it's like I get these bursts of creativity.
Yeah. And you want to ride that wave as long as you have it.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's the same for my business. Like I have a creative, I'll start getting a creative bug because I have a stack, like it's a half unfinished project, but there's no rush to it. But at the same time, you're like, oh crap, I should go get that done. So it's just, I feel like I need to like multiply myself, but at the same time, I got to understand this is part of growing is to get it all done yourself and be successful enough bringing in the money so then you can hire somebody else to take over that. You need to know as a business owner or a CEO what all the jobs are and at least do them once so then you can understand what your workers are going to do.
I know that's me with like organizing my file. Like I need like a virtual assistant essentially. Mm-hmm. Just the way my ADHD, the way I'm rolling with that. It's like, I know. I started so well. Like all my, you know, recordings were labeled such and way and they you could find them in this folder and it was just bang, bada boom. And I'm like, save, 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 save. And just like, I'm like, where did I save that? And would be prime suspect. I would be a really good person to hire someone like that, right? Because I'm the extrovert. I'm with the people and I'm with the ideas and I want to network and I want to talk to people. Yeah. And, you know, then to like sit and be like, well, underscore 00325 Enneagram 4 episode 9 season 2 is located in the hard drive of the data. And I'm like, I don't care. But you have to care and you have to know and you have to build that discipline upon discipline upon discipline. That in-between spot of being quote-unquote pro but also hobbyist, like, that I think maybe I just need to put my chips all in and just kind of be like, dude, this is my business. I mean, I did make an LLC last year. Like, technically, I mean, it is, you know? And I don't know. Work 4 hours a day before the kids get up? I don't know. I need to get a website. You know, it's just... But again, web hosting and, I mean, depending on the size of your website is the same as if I was a you know, well-to-do business, and but I'm little, then I still need a website. You know what I mean? So it's like this kind of catch-22.
You do. And there's a couple good ones out there. There's a I know Wix. There's a few free ones. I don't know if Squarespace does. I was looking into it a little bit more for my Planner Nerd plans because I use Shopify for my Douglas Fir one because I'm selling actual physical product. A Namecheap.com is a great place to get your domain name. It's cheaper than all the other places that I found, like GoDaddy and Google Domain.
I already have it. That's
good.
Part.
That's good. Yeah. And keep up on it. Make sure it's renewed. I accidentally forgot to auto renew my Douglas Fir one. I'm like, why haven't I gotten any beyond here? And I checked away. Why isn't my website coming up? And I go look and I'm like, oh crap, I forgot to renew the domain. And luckily it was still there. But I was able to like quickly kick a button and it went back on. But it's one of those things you got to remember to do. Oh yeah, you want to auto renew that one, but not that one. And you start putting these things because you have to as a as a professional, you got to rely on other people to help you because you can't do all the balls at the same time. You can't do all the work at the same time and save that.
Because things fall through the crack. Yes. Like, full transparency, Kate was supposed to, and she did, come to our recording session last week. The host wasn't there, aka me. And that was so embarrassing because you know it's bad when you forget an appointment, but you know it's real bad when you forget one on a Planner Lifestyle show. Like, we talk about schedules, productivity, business, aesthetics. Yeah. Like, what is going on? And so it kind of launched us into this separate conversation of building that habit of using your planner. Or, like, how do we check in? Full check-in, mental check-in, physical check-in, you know, pushing things aside so it gets done and is kind of like in wired in. Like, how do we do that if we've gotten off track?
Off the track. Yeah. It is very, like, I think all of us have known as planners, it's easy to go off track, especially when a life event happens or a global event happens.
Or several in a row on top of each other.
Or, you know like some of us have busy seasons where, you know, we somehow gave birth to all our children in fall, that you have to make sure that their birthdays are celebrated still through between all the holidays. You know what I have fall babies too. So it's like,
three out of my four.
Yeah. All three of mine are fall babies. So it's like, so it's a lot of like compromising with them, saying it's your birthday month and Christmas, so no buying extra stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're like, but I want to buy this game. Just put it on your list so your family can get it for you.
Exactly. Isn't that everything now? Like, oh, you need socks? Put it on Christmas list. Oh, you need this? Put it on your Christmas list.
Well, clothing we kind of like give automatically, but it's mostly the fun stuff. Yeah. But to get back into your plans, I went, especially when I realized that sometimes I go, like I said, the rabbit hole of where I don't make my daily to-do list. And I don't. Not half majority of the time. It's usually when I'm super focused and you're not focused. And I struggle with a lot of my allergies, and I get whatever cold comes through the house, I get it no matter what. And so that drains my energy as well. And dealing with that, so for me to refocus, because I get those, like I used to say, I suddenly just like don't do anything because I'm not feeling well, to get back in, or I got so busy and focused on one thing that I really shouldn't have done, but unfortunately it grabbed my attention and I'm there just wanting to get it done. That I'm like, oh crap, there's all this other stuff. But it's more of just like making sure you check in with your planner. Open it up. Make that master to-do list when it comes to you. just once a week, just go, you know, get a scrap post of paper or get filler paper for your happy planner and just go at it and write it down, or get a half sheet, or, you know, anything that will help you. There's those cool sticky notes that have the lines on it. They can easily stick in your planner. You know, use something that works for you. That's what I really emphasize, that in the planner community, we are each unique people, that we have unique ways of planning. And in that sense, we got to play with, when we see other people do something, hey, does that work with me or does it not? And I encourage that, because there's so many planners. There's so many different ways of doing it. But just remember to check in with your planner. Use what works for you. You know, okay, have that, put it on a sticky note and put it in your planner. One habit that I really encourage people to do, especially with their planners, if you remember to do something and you remember better by writing it down, either a sticky note or in your planner somewhere, do it. Get yourself in the habit every time you have an idea that you know you need to do something. But also get in the habit of just glancing at your planner. You don't have to write in it, but also check in with it. Okay, do I have anything that I scheduled out a week, month, 3 months ahead of time? Make sure it's in there when it came. And then all of a sudden, I forgot about this for 3 months ago. You know, especially like dentist appointments. They make you schedule your next dentist appointment. You're like, oh, okay, I got to remember to put that in. And that's when I use the electronic calendar only for now, is to put things in when I'm out and about. That's my go-to calendar, because then, but also I have to train myself and put it in as one of my daily checklists every month. Is check the phone calendar so that I can put it in
sync
the
it, paper. Basically.
Yes. Yeah. And so it's a lot of, you got to figure out your system, what works for you. The getting things done, which is also known as the GTD system. So he has a system there. He's a little bit more descriptive about, he has this like process, like you'll see this flow chart on a lot of planner ladies, like Randy Michelle, she's really into it. Who else is, Kendra Bork is into it. So, you know, there's a lot of examples out there, especially, and I use a variation of it. I couldn't do the full system because half of it doesn't make sense for me, because I don't rely on a lot of people coming back to me or following up on people. I just like the system, how to organize my to-dos. My YouTube channel, especially this year, what's been really helping me stay on track and grow is using Sarah Cannon's heart breathing system for goals.
Oh, that is on my radar. Please speak to me more, because there are so many post-its in that system. I'm like, I'm halfway there. Just what's, especially since she's in the author community too. Like lot of authors use her. So then that's how I found it. And I was like, hey, because when I was starting to write,
she's a butter babe. Ooh, but I've been following her almost since she started her channel. I don't know. It was just one of those fluke, like over a year or so ago, that I just caught upon her. And I was just like, okay, this is cool. And actually, I was one of her first, 2 years ago, when I started out with my YouTube, get more serious with my YouTube and my planner company just opened up. I was like, no, I need something to help me organize my goals and get me figuring out what to do. So in my YouTube descriptions, every video, I have a link to her teachable thing so that you guys can go there and find out more. But she has figured out the system on herself. She's been doing it for a couple of years now, maybe more. But it's her own system. But I kind of modify it to me, because I can't have all those sticky notes on a board, because that would overwhelm me. So I discovered putting the sticky notes in a book, so in case I need to move them because I didn't get some things done, but I can get bumped the next week. So it's made me easier to move it that way, where she just moves it. She does the same thing, but she does it on a big Kanban board.
Right. So. So I just looked up her actual name. So it's heartbreathings.com, and it's with, as you say, Sarah or Sarah?
Sarah. Sarah Cannon. Even though she has a double R, it's just Sarah.
Yes, S-A-R-R-A.
Yeah.
Sarah Cannon.
Yeah.
And she's just been like on my periphery, like I said, when I just started writing. Like, you've confirmed it again with the right timing here today, Kate, to be like, oh, yeah, her. I need to do that.
Yeah.
Because if any long-term listener will know, 2020 for me has been one big post-it.
Yeah.
And like, they shouldn't stack on top of each other.
No.
Like, it's just not effective. I need like a more formal system, and the Kanban Is that how you say it?
Kanban. Yeah, Kanban. It's actually very, yeah. It was used back in the start in the 70s, I think, around with Toyota. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. My husband knows about it because there's a lot of software also online that has Kanban boards like Trilio and what does my husband use? Asana. There's all those things. Mm-hmm. But I like Sarah's system, of course, because it's paper.
Yeah, right?
My husband's like, why don't you do that on the computer? Because I like paper.
Yeah. I have a post-it in every color.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I just love, she says, okay, you break down a brain dump, but you put it in three different categories. And then you group it together. And then you figure out, okay, how many days am I definitely taking, like family-only days, vacation days, all that kind of stuff. Figure that out. Okay, how many days do you have left is how many days you have to work. Okay, and then you work out your weekly schedule and you figure out, okay, Monday through Sunday, you know, or Saturday, you know, I do this in the mornings. This is how long it takes me to get ready. This is what my lunch hour is. And you're actually writing out a schedule at the same time too. Okay, what would you like to do? Work on which goal at certain times throughout the day? Or, you know, if you have class time, you have class time, you know, whatever it works for each person, because as I think what she's trying to do is like, you need to set aside time for writing because it's a writing one. But I do is I say, I converted in, I basically made my pivot or turned it into like a creative entrepreneur can use it as well. And she acknowledges that too. She knows that I'm not a writer. I've been following her over 2 years, but I've told her, I tell the group that we're in a Facebook group, the alumni. Once you take her course, you get in a Facebook group and you constantly have support on how to work her system, or you have a lot of writer questions in there, which I'm okay with when I say, but also I put a post in before in November here, said, okay, good luck to all the writers out there in NaNoWriMo. I'm cheering you on. I'm not a writer though, but it was just, you know, but I'm a creative, I make planners. So, and YouTube videos. But it's great that she has that. And then you do is you take those brain dump things, you try to say, okay, what is the goals I'm trying to reach? What is drawing me to what I need to do, what I should do, and what I want to do? And you kind of create three goals and you keep it to three goals, but you can have as many projects in each of those goals. And you take those projects and you take them down to tasks. And then you try to figure out, okay, how long does it take me to do this one task? Of course, for her, it's like figuring out, okay, how much can I, you know, how long does it take me to write 1,000 words
or 10,000 words? You know,
exactly.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or, and but also she has a goal for her YouTube channel and a goal for her personal goals too. And I've done the same thing, except for instead of writing, I have my Douglas Fir company as one of my goals. My YouTube channel is another goal. And then my third one's always something, my health and personal, which is, I realize I got, you know, you focus back on yourself to be able to take care of yourself, to be able to put your energy back out and reveal or present great content or products to the customers or the people who are interested. And you're kind of taking care of them that sense. That's why you got to keep up on being consistent, because your customers or your fans are looking for your content, and so you got to take care of yourself. So that's why I like how I kind of mimic that part of her. But you can also, she does it, she gives you these, like when you join her class the first time, she gives you it free for a whole quarter. I just took out the daily pages and the weekly pages and did my own, and I just bought her whole year planner thing, which is basically the slimmed down version is what I have right now. But use whatever planner you want, but she gives you a free planner when you join the class, and she shows you what she uses on the, and she does a great job, especially on the goals part. For me, you know, a lot of people are saying make it what the acronym SMART for goals, and half the time I'm going, I don't care how long it takes me to get it done, I just want to get it done. And it's just like one of those things. But she, especially with the personal goals, like your feeling, how you want to improve how you feel, get the tools right to how you feel, she's kind of helped me get a goal that would, like, I still have to do like these little things to help me understand what's going on with my health and be more aware of it. But she just described it like, I want to make sure my energy score is a 6 out of 10 and increase it to an 8 for the whole quarter. And she had certain things that for her, because it was her tools mm-hmm. that would calculate as this is good day energy or bad day energy, or is it four compared to a six. She had her own scale, and she showed how she created her own scale. She says, just change it how you need it. And it's kind of awesome that you can still customize it how you need it. Same thing with, like, you know, growing a business. You want to make XY dollars. Well, how are you going to do that? Well, I'm going to have XY sales. I'm going to have XY products release, you know, or for her as a writer, I want to release a book by XYZ, you know. And also there's a lot of future planning places. Like, you can dump something for future planning. Like, okay, I'm not going to get it done this quarter, but I'm going to do it. And you redo it every quarter, not year. Every quarter. So it's like,
yeah,
you can pivot,
but you
easier.
Can't slip too far.
No, you can't.
I mean,
slip
if
too
you
far.
If you're committed to yeah. it, then that next quarter you're like, oh yeah, better. So I follow some of the hashtags on Instagram. So if you're just new to the heart breathings, you've never heard of it, you've never heard of Sarah Cannon.
Yeah.
Is HB90, right? Yes. That's often. So HB yes. meaning heart breathings, and then 90 because each quarter is 90 days.
Yes. Yes. And she she does Instagram stories every morning, which is her coffee chat on her HB90. So no, she doesn't, you know, she's a mom too of a baby. Her little one just turned one. So she's in that, you know, trying to be a mom at the same time being the breadwinner for her family. So it's awesome to, you know, connect to her on that part. Also the energy part, which she talked about how she eats, when she eats certain foods, her energy goes down or doesn't do a walk or doesn't do this. It reminded me that I have to do my things that fill my energy cup up. And being on Instagram all day, or going down the Instagram or Facebook rabbit hole, or trying to, like, really hard to figure out what to post, and just, like, didn't come to me, and I lost all that energy. You know, I got to recognize that, okay, put this task aside and move on to something else, because apparently your muse or your energy is not going into it. God's not letting you do it, whatever it is, whatever you believe to with your energy. And I started to recognize that more, especially with my own self. And I think that's what's helped me, especially when I'm sick. I'm like, okay, I did the best I could today. I'm not feeling well. I'm going to go lay down. Or I'm just going to go veg out in front of the TV because my brain is not working for the rest of the day. And sometimes you got to admit that and take care of yourself, but also you got to give yourself grace. You're human. You can't be a robot. You can't just go, 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 go and do 60 hours, 70 hours on your business. I'm going, not all of us can do that. Not all of us can work that hard, because our bodies will literally give out on us, or our brains will say, no more, thank you, you need to go lay down or do something to regen your energy. And I think that's what's great, is that we're all unique, but you also understand, give yourself grace. You can't compare yourself to others, because you are you. That's my little spiel.
I can tell you are passionate about it, because you know, you've worked through a lot of these things yourself. You really are able to share what that process looks like. And that was one of our first things, is what were some of the questions you're asked yourself when you realized you needed to kind of reinvent your content area? Because those listening are asking themselves these same things, and you're not alone, and they're not alone. So it's, I mean, we are drawn to, for example, people who have a program and they have it figured out, and they, you know, are killing it and successful, and they're doubling their full-time income just on their side hustle and all this stuff. It's it's attractive, right? And we do want to learn from those who've gone before us and were successful, right?
Correct.
Because
correct.
That's smart, right?
Yes.
But it also really does touch a sweet spot of mine when I can hear about the struggle. I don't know. Maybe it's my Enneagram 4 that I want to know the deep, dark secrets.
Yeah.
Or the feelings. Like, how did you feel when everything was failing? Like, it's not that I'm not optimistic ever, because it's not that. And I do hope for the best. But I believe so strongly that those moments where you have to know yourself. So I appreciate you sharing how you produce your content, not just for YouTube, but how you go about just protecting your time and your health. And you also drop some awesome resources, like the
Getting Things Done.
Yeah. Getting Things Done, Brandi Michelle and Kendra Bork.
Yeah.
I know Brandi Michelle, but I don't know if I know Kendra Bork.
Yeah, she's has a YouTube channel. So Brandi's they come in waves when they post, but they've been around since the beginning of planner time, I swear, like 2015, 2014, when I call that the OG planner people.
Yeah, 2014, you're like, ooh, bow down, okay.
Yeah, yeah, and but they're intermittently, they use, like Kendra Brooks still, you could tell that in her faces and her, like, her planner changes up and so forth. Randy Michelle, she's kind of figured out her own thing. She did, but she's, I like her because she does like I do. Like, don't give up on this just because it only worked, it didn't work out for a week. She actually tries it for a whole year. For me, when I had that spending spree in 2019 and like, well, I already got all my planners for 2020. I'm not going to spend anymore. I'm going to use what I got. And I used what I got, and I'm still, I'm like so tempted to switch because it's almost the end of the year, but like, no, you said you're going to use what you got, use what you got, Kate. And then the new year, you can start what you want to do. And it's one of those things, you got to give yourself that discipline, like, because you spent that money on those things. And so what's cool is that someone, especially, oh, and Sam Kelly is another great gal. She does rings. I'm attracted to the people who do rings and Happy Planner because I like how you can, like, don't just have their calendar in their planners, but they also have resources like they track their health or they track their steps or they track dinners or, you know, other things that you're like, wait, yeah, I'd like to know what happened that XYZ time. And it, you kind of, it's nice to track those things because then you can reflect and look back. Do I see a pattern happening? Because things happen every day. It's like a step. You're looking at this. You only see the one step, which is today. But to understand what's happening as a pattern, you got to record each step and what's happening. And then you can see that pattern. And then you can pivot too. This is why I love numbers, is because they tell you something.
I was going to say, these sound very data driven.
Yes.
Like, this is like, I'm already like, I don't want to track anything. Habit trackers are lost on me. Let me just tell you.
I love to track and I love to see. It's the matter of doing it. I have a hard time just doing
implementing.
It. I'm all about my Fitbit tracking everything for me, and I don't have to do it myself. I just write it down when I want to. But I'm definitely in Enneagram 5, leaning on 4.
Okay,
so I read those books. I've did read up the books on the Enneagrams, but I'm definitely a 5 leaning to 4. I'm kind of sad that some of the authors say you're dark and all. I'm like, no, I'm not. I have my foot in 4. I like to
have your creative side, right?
That's my creative side.
Yeah.
But for me, I want the spotlight on my end product, my videos, my product, not on me. I just wanted on that. But I'm also open to sharing what me is all about, because that's how people connect to me, is being authentic to me. I want to create this business because I'm hoping someday, as this business grows, that I can give people great jobs that they are proud of and take care of and so forth like that. But it's something I know. I love planners. I love designing them. I love creating them. And so I'm taking that passion into what I've always wanted to be a business owner since I was a little girl. I've created things. And like, oh, I can sell these. And my mom's like, no, you can't. And then, you know, these little kid things and so forth like that. But, you know, he's like, nobody's really going to buy paperclip earrings, Kate. So it's just one of those little silly little things. But I never understood. She never had that passion. She didn't understand my passion. My dad did, but my dad was quiet too. So it was just, I've always had this passion to create something, but also to create jobs for people in the economy as well. And I heard something. Oh, so there's this Success Summit that I webinar won, because it's COVID. They usually do it in person, but this time they just reduced the fee down to like super cheap and just did a webinar. So you just watch it on your own time. What caught me was one lady saying, especially about marketing, is we're in the day and age, and also businesses, we're in a day and age now that people have realized that we got to treat our employees better, because if we treat our employees better, the business will grow. I'm like, hello. I've been thinking the same thing since I left my job, because the job I left, they did not take care of the employees. It was all about the money. Like, anytime production or orders went down, they're like, oh, who are we going to lay off? And then they turn around a month later and rehire people back. And I'm like, this is ridiculous kind of thing. You got to, you know, find something to do for a month. Don't let them lose their benefits or their time or, you know, their ability to get raises because you freaked out because the numbers dipped. So mm-hmm. it's something I've learned, and I think it's what's going to happen a lot with these small businesses, that we are going to treasure our employees, and that the economy is going to switch to, we're going to make enough money because we're treating our employees better. And instead of the regular capitalism that is now, that they all about pushing the product and not care about their employees. Hmm. It's going to be interesting. I'm a very nut in the economy, business. Like I said, numbers, history. I'm a nut for that kind of stuff. So like I said, I'm a nerd for many things, and planners are one of them.
That's awesome.
I read a lot.
Yeah. This is all making so much sense while you're dropping like this. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's me. I have so much information in my head, and it's because I love that information. I love to know. I was mm-hmm. taught that nobody can take away your knowledge. So mm-hmm. I'm filling it up. I am still trying to learn, keep on learning and mm-hmm. growing in that sense. And I've realized that's my passion. And it's literally been like I said, ever since I joined the planner community and trying to figure out productivity and what's this and what, and like everything, everybody, all the planner people talk about, oh, this kind of helped me, like the Enneagram stuff, or this kind of helped me, the habit books and so forth like that. And so mm-hmm. I'm very grateful that I found this true calling of planner community.
Yeah. Well, I hope the best for you as you grow. And it sounds like you're interested and, you know, bringing people onto your team eventually. Mm-hmm. And I wish you the best as you look into what all that means. So as a capitalist myself, I that'll be a topic for another day.
Yeah.
Oh, gotta love it. Okay, thank you. You've been a pleasure to have on. And again, will you just remind people where your shop is and where your YouTube content is? And we'll sign off.
Okay. So my shop is at DouglasForPlannerCo.com. There I do planner inserts for rings, discounts, and hopefully grow it further than that. Mm-hmm. On YouTube, I am as known as Planner Nerd Plans. And then on Instagram, it's Planner_Nerd_Plans. So you can find me there.
I look forward to seeing you there, Kate. And thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Planner Lifestyle Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. I know I enjoyed my conversation with Kate and hearing her journey through growing her content niche and discovering different habit methods that really worked for her. You can find me on Instagram at Planner Lifestyle Podcast. I look forward to seeing your DMs there. Thanks so much. See you next time.